Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the lead-off spot, the shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second, the second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting third, the left fielder, Ramon Webster. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting eighth, the catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Lou Kraus. For the Washington Senators, batting in the lead-off spot, the center fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting second, the third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting third, the left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting sixth, the catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bob Savarin. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Casanova fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Donaldson for the out. Two outs. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard takes first base on ball four. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Savarin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein takes first base on ball four. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a line drive into center field. Munday picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Munday. Epstein goes all the way around to score. Casanova moves to second. It's 1-0, Senators. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Casanova moves to third. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gosger. Cullen reaches second base with a double. Casanova scores. Savarin moves to third. It's 2-0, Senators. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-1 in the game. Stroud hits a fly ball into left field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Savarin tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Senators. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Howard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Senators. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine strikes out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Epstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards second. Donaldson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. Donaldson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Webster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Donaldson moves to third. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Donaldson tags and scores. One out. It's 4-1, Senators. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Webster moves to second. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Athletics 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cullen strikes out. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Athletics 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stroud hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Senators. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Donaldson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Casanova moves to second. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Savarin takes first base on ball 4. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. Casanova moves to third. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Monday moves to second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin fields it and throws to second for the out. Monday moves to third. One out. Tim Talton pinch hits for Phil Roof. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 1. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Talton now catching. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stroud hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday who is chasing the ball. Stroud reaches third base with a triple. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Howard strikes out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up towards third. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 6-1, Senators. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Allen now playing left field. Joe Nosek pinch hits for Luke Krause. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allen. Nosek reaches second base with a double. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Nosek moves to third. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops it up and throws to first, with Coleman covering, for the out. Nosek scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Senators. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops it up and throws to first, with Coleman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Nosek now playing left field. Jack Sanford now pitching. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Savarin strikes out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cullen takes first base on ball 4. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harrelson moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a pop-up towards short. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Jim Gosger. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. Cater moves to second. It's 6-3, Senators. Dick Green pinch hits for Tim Talton. Dave Baldwin now pitching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. Two outs. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Nosek strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.